On the way home, we pass a gated community, a Zenith Free sign on the door. Old posters of a knight in silver armor cover the light posts. The text underneath reads, "Zenith? Then we want you. Fight for the orders." A figure cloaked in black with a mask of white is spray-painted on a wall. The words Nox Aeterna are written next to him in thick, spiky text. The graffiti is of Nyx, leader of the Nephilim, the one they consider a saint, maybe even a god. The boy who painted it was captured and executed 2 days ago. I saw it on the news. I stop and stare at the painting, surprised no one has removed it yet. Jax looks at me.
"I know what you're thinking," he says with a frown.
"What am I thinking?" I ask with a challenge in my voice.
"Dangerous thoughts."
"It's not dangerous to dream," I tell him.
"When those dreams involve flying with Nephilim, it is."
I've never told Jax about my secret dreams to fly with the Nephilim, but he knows me too well. He always has. I scowl at him.
"You don't know anything about it, Jaxton Lux."
He grins and nudges me.
"You can't hide yourself from me, Scarlet Knight.
I see you." I ignore him and keep walking. He just chuckles and catches up with me in long strides. We pass the small church. The grass around it is dead. I attend, but only when it's mandatory. I respect the religion, the values, but the priest preaches more. He speaks of fallen angels and how they had children with man, how those children, Nephilim, are our enemy, and how if you are Zenith, then your ancestors bred with Nephilim, and your bloodline has sinned, and you are sinful, and you must repent every day of your life. I do not believe people should be held accountable for the mistakes of others. Even if the angels who fell were cruel and deadly, why does it make all their children so? Every year, the priest reminds us that we used to be 3 estates, plebeian, patrician, and clergy. It was only plebeians, like me, who chose to mate with angels. They created the sinful Zeniths. And now we are 4 estates. It is why patricians rule, he says. Because they remained pure. I focus back on the present as Jax and I turn the corner. A street bot, which looks like a large ball on wheels, hums and beeps irregularly. The robot strikes the curb over and over, stuck until its battery dies. Years ago, a maintenance crew would have fixed the issue in a few hours. Now, no one will come. I grab the street bot and turn it around. And it rolls down the road, on track once again. Jack stands beside me, staring ahead.
"It won't get any cleaning done. Its dusters are jammed."
"I know. It just seemed wrong to leave it that way."
"What way?"
"Stuck in a life it wasn't meant for,"